Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, bring up anything. We're here, it's the Saturday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
Scott sitting in for the absent man, which he's expected to return probably Monday or Tuesday night at the latest. But in the meantime, we're going to enjoy ourselves here on these airwaves, because we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and literally anything goes. You can take control of the program just by dialing in at 800-259-9231. Something political you want to talk about? Some sort of personal problem you want to get off your chest?
Having trouble in your love life?
We're here for you. Not that we're experts or anything like that, but we certainly have opinions.
Definitely. And loud ones.
And lots of them. So we want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Also, we want you to get interactive with us on the website at freetalklive.com. And I must say, it has been a busy, busy month on the freetalklive.com website.
Yes, it has. All over the place.
We're at a record number of hits as of today. We started getting record numbers of hits. Actually, we've probably been setting new records every day.
Today, however, was your busiest day of all time on the website.
Right. And I've actually been sitting here all day, killing my Saturday, reading the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, because as soon as I'm done posting a message, there's a fresh message to read.
A fresh message?
Fresh message.
Okay.
And so I almost never get finished reading all the new messages on the bulletin board system. It's going to be a problem soon. I mean, it's a problem I'm enjoying having.
You know, I was actually that same way this morning. I killed a couple hours this morning on the BBS. I was sitting there and I responded to a couple of topics, and after I went to go look at the topics that I'd responded to, and there were new things already,
right,
just that I wasn't even a
exactly
part of. It was just for a couple hours, solid.
Yep. That's what I've been doing all day. I'm going to have to change the way I approach the BBS, because right now, and you can log into the bulletin board system, by the way. There's hundreds of people there. We're approaching 4,000 posts. It's free, of course, at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out. But my web browser, I use the Firefox browser.
Ooh, Mozilla Firefox.
Yeah. So whenever it opens up, my BBS is the home page. Free Talk Live BBS is the home page. So whenever I open a web browser, it entices me to start posting on the BBS, and I never get it. I will open the web browser for some purpose. Like, I want to go to a specific website, or check my email, or do something
right
besides post on the BBS.
Check on an auction or something
right
like that.
But then I'll see that someone has posted, and I'll have to go and read it and then respond. And then by that time, like you were saying, someone else has responded to another post. So I'm going to just have to, like, set specific times during the day that I go and catch up on the BBS post, because it's getting out of control.
I think you need to make freetalklive.com just the home page there. Make that your start page in your browser.
I think maybe so.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That way you're not tempted.
Exactly. Because it is a lot of fun. Anyway, so log on. You can check it out for yourself at freetalklive.com. Now, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We are live. It is Saturday night, unlike most every other radio show in the world.
No, on every other radio show, it's also Saturday night.
Well, I mean, what I meant by that is,
I know what
live.
You meant. Most other shows aren't live on Saturdays. I know what you meant.
And we've got plenty of stuff to talk about. I mean, it is a prep-rich evening. So if you don't call in, we're going to bring stuff up. And, Scott, we're going to start with your story tonight. What do you got?
All right, but first I want to let everybody know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, give them a call at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website, freestateproject.org.
Excellent.
Now, this is something I brought in last night when Johnson was in here with us, and I didn't get a chance to get to it.
Okay.
It's an article about Walmart, which I know has a tendency to bring out the callers, and there are going to be people who disagree with me on this. I know there are going to be people who disagree with me on this.
Don't hold back. Call
in. Yeah, don't hold back. Just so you're ready, 800-259-9231, just so that way you can call me and tell me how awful I am.
Well, Walmart is certainly in the news often enough. They should be. They're the number one employer in the United States.
That's
so
right.
What are they up to now?
Well, this actually comes from one of their Canada stores. Walmart is closing one of their stores in Canada. They say they'll close one of its Canadian stores just as some 200 workers at the location are near winning their first ever union contract from Walmart. Now, no one has ever won a union contract from Walmart.
Wait, what does that mean? Won a union contract?
They go into
negotiations. Sort of a prize?
Well, they have to get into negotiations. You know, okay. The union is going to make demands and come to the employer with demands.
Right.
The employer then has to agree to the demands and sign a contract.
Understood. Giving all of the union employees that the rights specified, or the privileges, rather, specified in the contract.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Now, there are lots of groups of Walmart employees who have unionized across the country and in various... These people were unionized. They already were in a union.
Okay.
They had just never come to Walmart with a contract before. So this is our first union contract negotiation with Walmart.
So would it have been a situation where if they came to Walmart with a contract and Walmart says, we don't like it, they might have gone on strike, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Now,
got it.
Walmart is in these contract negotiations with this union, and the union is pushing for things, and, you know, they're starting to get to, like, a middle ground type of mm-hmm. situation. Walmart's just closing the store. They're just like, we're
really?
Done. Yeah. They were already planning on closing that store. They first talked about closing that store last October, just due to low sales, and they didn't do it. They kept it open, tried to keep the store running and everything. But now that they're about to lose during this whole union negotiation thing, they're just going to close the store. We're done. We'll close the store. You guys, you want to play this way? That's fine. You don't have jobs anymore. See ya. Good for Walmart. That's what I think.
Right.
Good for Walmart.
I'll give them some of this right here. Way to go. Of course, it's unfortunate, you know, that some people are going to lose their jobs, but...
It is unfortunate that some people are going to lose their jobs. However, it's the fault of the 200-some employees that went to Walmart making demands, thinking that because they're employees of the company that they can demand rights of some sort. See, the thing is, when I read this article, and I was reading a bunch of comments on the article because it was posted on FARC.com, which is where I initially saw it, and then I was reading the comments, and everyone was like, down with Walmart. Walmart sucks. Look at what they're doing to these poor people. No, Walmart owns that store. They are not required to allow these people to work there. Walmart sets the rules. When you go in to work for Walmart, you agree to Walmart's rules. If you don't like them, you don't have a job anymore. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah, it's called Walmart because it's Walmart's store. Otherwise, it would be called Employee Utopia or something like that, right?
Exactly. Being an employee of a company does not afford you any rights or privileges. Unfortunately, under various laws in different states and stuff like that, it does, which I do not agree with in any way, shape, or form.
Well, that's because the government's getting involved in the market, and they're screwing everything up.
Right, exactly. Under the law, it affords certain people certain rights. You know, there's all the anti-discrimination laws and all of those things, which I do not agree with in any form. I think a privately owned company should be allowed to discriminate against whoever
Absolutely.
They want.
Not that it's going to benefit them in any way. But that's just the point. If we'd let the free market work, and if there was a private company that was being run by some racist hick, and he didn't want any black folk working for him, let him.
Right,
let
exactly.
Let him be that way. And if he can manage to eke out a living from that, well, that's going to be his experience and not yours. You don't have to patronize his store. And odds are most people wouldn't after they found out that he was an asshole racist. And then he'd probably feel the pinch on his wallet because his sales would be suffering. And he'd either change his ways or probably go out of business, one or the other.
Exactly. I mean, if Walmart isn't willing to provide good working environments and, you know, pay that people can at least somewhat live on and things of that nature, they won't have any employees and they won't stay in business. I mean, it's just you making demands on your employer as an employee just is ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think it's one thing to bargain with an employer.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Because, I mean, if you don't make a demand from time to time, you're never going to get a raise in some businesses. And if you don't stand up and say, you know what, Mr. Manager, I think that I'm worth this much.
And if the manager doesn't agree with you, you can either accept that and stay at your current pay rate,
right,
or you can leave.
Right.
There's absolutely, I don't understand how anyone can think that it's right or semi-acceptable even to try and legally force that type of thing on an employer, though.
I don't understand that either. If you think you have a right to a job or you have a problem with what Walmart's done up in Canada, we want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. I know at least one person out there who's called this show that would probably call in thinking that there's a right to a job. That would probably be the commie out in California. but you never know who we're going to hear from. This is your show. You can always take control. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control, bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes, if you want to. Otherwise, we're going to talk some more about Walmart here in a moment. Don't forget you can log on at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of women that have sent us their photograph, and we put them up on the website because, well, we're proud of our female listeners.
And they're hot.
Well, some of them are.
Some of them are, definitely.
We're hot on them because we really appreciate them taking
the time. Oh, that was bad.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Walmart Canada store has shut down as a result of the apparently some of the employees decided that they were going to unionize And then they started to make demands of Walmart. Now, Walmart was originally planning to close this store anyway, but they were doing their damnedest to try to keep it open.
Yep.
And I think that's because Walmart, at least they appear to me to be a pretty community-minded store.
I believe so.
From what I've seen from the employees that we've spoken to over the years on this show, they definitely have a lot of charitable efforts that they're involved in. Actually, we were just there today, as a matter of fact, and Walmart has hired a retard to greet people in the garden section. And I think that's just great. They've given a retard a job at Walmart. And all she does is say, I don't want to do a voice.
Oh, man.
All she does is say, welcome to Walmart.
Right.
Hi.
Hi.
And she tells you goodbye when you leave. And she hands you advertisements as well. So she does her job well.
That's good.
And she's very happy.
She's very nice, I'm sure, quite personable.
She is. She's always smiling.
Enjoys telling people hello and goodbye.
Absolutely. I've never seen a happier employee at a Walmart.
Well, that's good. That's good. See? At Walmart... can be a good company
to work
for.
They're doing the right thing. Now, I don't want to make it sound like Walmart's buying this airtime here. I definitely have critiques of the store. I don't like how they sell censored music and won't sell uncensored music.
They won't sell uncensored music, but they will sell R-rated DVDs.
That is true.
And I don't understand that.
It's a little hypocritical.
And they sell MA-rated video games, too.
Okay, right. Although their book selection is a little slim, I think they've got a lot of... there's a lot of books they leave out on their shelves.
So oh, yeah.
There's definitely some things to be desired in the way Walmart does their business, I think.
It doesn't make any sense. That's the thing. I've always wondered that about Walmart. They'll sell R-rated movies on DVD and VHS. Mm-hmm. They'll sell mature-rated video games. They sell romance novels.
Right.
But they won't sell explicit content CDs.
Yeah, it's bizarre. but whatever floats their boat, it's their business.
Exactly.
Which is one of the points that we're making here. It's their business, and not only is it their business, it's my decision whether or not I want to patronize their business. I'm choosing to get in my vehicle and walk through the doors at Walmart. I could very easily choose to go to any of the other stores around town, because there are other options in this semi-free market that we have here. But I choose Walmart because their prices are still the damn best ones in town.
Yes, they are.
The service ain't that great, but that's why you're getting good prices.
Right, exactly. They do pay less for their manufacturing, for the products they buy pre-manufactured. They pay their employees less than a lot of other companies. But then at the same time, their products are cheaper and they draw in customers. So they, you know, it's just
an amazing operation.
People are willing to work for it. So there's absolutely no reason that I see, you know, to be against Walmart. Because it's not like... all these people are like, Walmart doesn't pay people enough to live on, and they should be forced to. No, not at all. If people weren't willing to work for that money, then they wouldn't.
Yeah, then there'd be no Walmart.
No one is being legally required to hold a job at Walmart. Find me one non-executive management, in the company, in like Bentonville.
Mm-hmm.
Find me one employee below that level who's under a contract with Walmart. Find me one. There aren't any. No one is being... compelled to work at Walmart. So,
good point.
These people have no argument at all, whatsoever.
You know, I don't get it, and of course, they're not calling in right now at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Another big allegation, I know you got some highlights from this article about Canada, but another allegation that a few callers have made in the past about Walmart is that if you support Walmart, you're supporting Chinese slave labor.
No. No, I'm not, really.
Well, now, I didn't know how accurate that statement was until a few days ago we had a Chinese person, allegedly...
I traced his IP. He is Chinese.
Okay. A Chinese person has registered for the Free Talk Live bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. He posted a message revealing that he was a Chinese person. And so the first question I asked was, is there any truth to these claims that the factories over there are slave labor? And he said, no. I mean, if that was true, then they would be an illegal factory.
Right.
And also, how can you claim it's slave labor when they're getting paid?
No, that's exactly true, actually. There's no way for it to be slave labor if they're making a wage of any sort and working there willingly.
Yeah, well, exactly. And from his description, if they're not there willingly, then it's an illegal factory.
Right.
If they wouldn't know where those are.
If they're chained in place and hit with whips and, you know, forced to, you know, like
10-year-old Chinese child slave labor.
Maybe where that misconception came from was the fact that they get paid 20 cents an hour or whatever the going rate is over
right.
in China. Maybe they call that slave wages. Maybe that's kind of where the concept of, well, they must be slaves if they're getting paid 20 cents an hour. Actually, 20 cents an hour is probably pretty good pay.
It's probably not pretty good pay, but it's...
It's probably
equivalent to what people who make minimum wage here have as far as a...
Maybe so.
...means of...
It's something.
Yeah,
it
that's
gives,
true.
It gives people that, you know, were formerly maybe farming or something like that another opportunity over in China. And China's not the most perfect country in the world, but they're getting
far from it.
Huh?
I said far from it.
Right.
You know? Of course, same here. We're not anywhere close to
hell no. We're getting worse.
Country. We're getting worse every day.
Yeah, China's getting better. We're getting worse.
But we were talking about the unions here with Walmart, and I mentioned that no union has ever won a union contract with Walmart.
Right.
Walmart is making their stances on unions known publicly. They're being very upfront about their stance on unions. Like, we do not support unions. We do not want to negotiate with a union. By law, we have to negotiate with a union if they come to us with a contract.
Really?
Yep. We have to negotiate with you. We do have to look at the contract and speak with you about it. However...
So they can just say no after they look at the contract?
They then enter negotiations. They have to be willing to come to an agreement with a union. However, that's not in every state, but that's in a lot of states and in Canada.
Okay.
However, they are under no compulsion before that contract is signed to keep those people employed. So what they're doing now, for example... You know, this one in Canada, the whole store unionized, came to Walmart. They're like, we want this. Walmart says, we're closing the store.
Yep.
Hey, you people are fired.
That's amazing.
Well, the closest that a U.S. union has ever come to winning a battle with Walmart was in 2000 at a store in Jacksonville, Texas, where 11 workers in the store's meatpacking department voted to join and be represented by a large union. However, so these 11 people from the meat packing department in this one Texas store got together like, we joined a union. We want meat packing union rights for us here in this Texas store.
We're the Texas meat packers.
So Walmart's having this discussion with them and they're, you know, entering contract negotiations. Then Walmart says, oh, and by the way, we've moved all of our meat packing process to an outside company. So no meat packers anywhere in the company have a job any longer.
Ooh.
They completely eliminated the meat cutter position company-wide.
We're hiring overnighters, though. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Walmart, you got comments? Do you hate them? Do you love them? You kind of in between? We want to hear from you. 800-25, they are certainly a phenomenon, though.
I like that move.
800, yeah, it's brilliant. 800-259-9231, this is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org.
Don't censor our programs.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231, the Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
We'll talk to you about anything. Whatever's on your mind goes, and we're going to get right to the calls here. But first, I want to tell you about the archives at freetalklive.com. We've got the last 6 days of the show fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. No logging in required, no membership fee. You just go grab them up. And we have served up over 35 gigabytes.
Something like that.
Archive files so far this month.
Yeah.
In the last 11 days, it's been an incredible month. So grab them up, freetalklive.com. Let's go to David in New Brunswick, Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Hi. You were asking about the issue of Walmart.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how it works in the U.S. system, but here they basically bought out everywhere that the local chain had closed down, or Woolworth.
Okay.
U.S. system. But they're in direct competition with like Zellers and our Canadian Tire store, which would probably simmer through, like, I don't know, your Pep Boys or something in the state.
Okay.
Right.
An automotive type chain that carries just about everything.
Okay.
Got it.
But they tried to unionize in Quebec, in the province of Quebec.
Yes. That's the store we're talking about.
Yeah, but it's not in, like, I kind of consider it separate from the rest of Canada, like, in the way that they do their business.
Really, what's different as far as the business goes there?
Well, they're more protectionist towards language and their job, and the rest of the country is.
Okay. So you're saying unions don't really fly in the rest of Canada?
Oh, they do. They do, but in Quebec it's stronger, and
So, David, how do you feel about Walmart's decision here?
In the way they're closing their store?
Yeah.
I don't care either way. It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
But I really don't like the store myself. We have one here now, and they've just built another big one about 50, 60 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right next to everything else, and they're in competition with the rest of the mall that's been there for the last 20 years, and they're trying basically to shut everything down and drag everything over into their store.
Right.
I find they're just a bunch of throat cutters or whatever.
Well, that's true.
That's business, dude.
They are very aggressive when it comes to...
Yeah, I've noticed that, but they're not the lowest price in town, though.
Okay, see, around here they are. That's...
The way it works here, what's out in the aisle, their cheapest price will be the cheapest price. But when you start going into the back and into the smaller sections, like the records or whatever, you'll start looking through. You'll notice that you'll end up paying more than what you're
paying. David, you can't go into a store and assume. I mean, I'm not going to make the blanket statement that, well, I shouldn't. Maybe I did before, but Walmart is generally cheaper than other stores. There are certainly items within items within the store that are not cheaper than other stores that they definitely have a higher price on, and that's just part of being a good consumer is realizing that.
They hook you in there with their cheapest price.
But they don't force you to buy all of their products.
No, that's right. That's right. But when you get in there, a lot of people think that they have the lowest price, but that's not always...
Right. Well, that's too bad for those people. They need to do their due diligence and figure that stuff out.
I really don't like... I find it... Their line is always the same. It doesn't change, and it's the same stuff that you can't find any I don't know, no difference in product.
Right, I understand.
Almost the same stuff, like their clothes is almost all the same.
Yeah, that's pretty much true. Walmart isn't some place where you're going to go to find real innovation in product lines and new clothing styles.
No, I don't know about that, man.
You might as well just paint the boxes black and white and put different letters on them.
I don't know. I've been going to Walmart for a long time now, and I've seen some... Walmart certainly responds to demands in the marketplace. For instance, I used to buy a certain brand of beef jerky there, and then all of a sudden they stopped carrying it. It must have been because not enough people were buying.
Well, that same thing happens here too. Like they'll have a certain item that I haven't seen for 20 years, and they'll all of a sudden they come in and they open up a store and they're carrying this item.
Yeah, there you go.
But other than that, I'm just going to go there for that one item. You know, that's the only thing I go in there for.
All right. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I just find that they go in, they give people horrible hours for working, and whereas if you would have been with the Woolworth chain or Zellers, I don't know what they call Zellers in the States, but Zellers or S.S. Kresge.
Right. I believe there are some Zellers stores in the States.
Is it S.S. Kresge?
We're in Florida, dude.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. There aren't any in this area of the country. So.
Okay, well, a lot of it used to be S.S. Kresge.
So, David,
okay, I'm sorry.
I find there's direct competition with the ones that we have here, though.
All right, well, a question back on the whole union laws thing and the various provinces and stuff. In the province where this whole article stems from, are there more... I know you've said that they're more protective of...
Yeah, they're more... Yeah, because they're like... Quebec is a French... is mainly French, predominantly French-speaking.
Right, they're almost like a separate subculture within Canadian society.
They are, yeah. It's like, I can't explain it. I don't know if you have anything
to say. They almost wanted to be their own country at one
time. Well, they do and they don't. They like the fact that they're part of Canada, but they also want to have their own identity.
Well, the real question I was getting to is, do you know whether or not in that province, do they actually have more pro-union laws on the books?
Yes, they do, because if you live outside of Quebec, we can't go in and work in the same manner.
Really?
Yes, we...
You have to live in Quebec to work in Quebec?
Yeah, we can't... If you're part of the union, you just can't go in and work. You have to live... But they can come from outside and come in and work on our job.
That's nice.
I haven't really looked at it strongly, but it kind of works in that manner. But
all right,
just can't
David. Do you have any final comments for us on the Walmart today?
No, I just find that they're very. I don't like the way people are treated that work for them.
Have you ever worked for Walmart?
No, but I know a lot of people that do, and it's just, I don't know, it's very degrading.
Right, they're not the best working conditions in the world,
no.
I will definitely grant you that, but at the same time, you have to admit that those people who do work there in those conditions are doing so of their own free will, and Walmart cannot be faulted for that.
But it's also dragging down the standard of living, too, at the same time.
How is that exactly?
Well, I don't know, it just seems to be, they're geared towards selling at the lowest price no matter what.
What's wrong with that? That allows you to buy more stuff.
It's okay in that way, but it also doesn't, in a small community, it can wipe out a small community by doing that.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's true. It can put a small community on the map, in my opinion, because I've driven down the interstate several times here and spotted a Walmart from the interstate, and it's given me a reason to get off the interstate and go into that community and spend some damn money. Whereas before, if it was just a little hole in the wall kind of a town, I'd have no reason to go there.
Well,
so Walmart actually draws me
in
the community.
Small hole in the wall town, and basically we had a lot of small stores, and now basically a lot are shutting down.
You know, it's one thing to cry because the little mom and pop stores in town can't keep up with the competition, but that's just too bad for them. That just means they deserve to go out of business because they can't keep up with the competition.
Not really, because I find...
Yes, it does, because if they can't offer good enough service, I understand that they can't buy at the same bulk rates as Walmart, but the one thing mom and pops can do that Walmart can't is give you good service. And if
right.
you can't serve your customers right, then they're going to go to Walmart. David, thanks for the call, man. Hopefully we'll hear from you again sometime, all right? 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We've got Paul on the line in Delaware.
All right.
And he's waiting to talk to us. We're going to get to that next. As our board op describes him, he's odd. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live.
I've lost 26 pounds so far with Vim and Vigor.
What makes the 26 pounds Cindy lost with Vim and Vigor so wonderful is what it's done for her health.
I did have a high blood pressure and was on blood pressure medication. Before I started this, I went up and talked to my doctor about it. And he didn't see anything wrong with it. And slowly, my blood pressure has been dropping. And in fact, last week, my blood pressure was so low that they cut my blood pressure medication in half.
You can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Cindy, with collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I would highly recommend using Vim and Vigor, as not only has it helped me lose weight, it has helped my blood pressure, helps me sleep better, and have more energy during the day.
Call right now at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, $25 off a 3-month supply, but you got to call Vim and Vigor now. 1-800-622-THIN. Hey, that's 1-800-622-8446.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible Life Wave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The Life Wave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And you can also log on at freetalklive.com. Grab the updates. So any news?
The studio beast is in here with a bone.
Yes. Studio beast is going to town. You can see her picture online at freetalklive.com as well. Anyway, update section. Whenever you need to know, if there's something that you need to know about the show, we will send it out to you via the updates list. It is absolutely free. Just go sign up. Just takes you maybe a minute or two, and then whenever there's a brand new Shriner, a brand new affiliate, something we need to communicate to you, you get it right in your email box. First person to know about it.
That's right. Well, one of the first people.
You can pretend like you're the first person to know about it. Anyway, let's go right to the phones here, right to the phone. Let's go to Paul in Delaware, somewhere in Delaware. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking earlier about how someone from China had emailed you, and oh, we know he was from China, and he said that they don't use prison labor. It's kind of like how you believe in the moon landing, I'm imagining, but just to prove you wrong, I have Ed Bradley of 60 Minutes ready to go on air right now exposing that it's prison labor goods and that they beat the prisoners, and I got it on camera. And see, I could play the clip, but I know you don't like to play things because you don't like to be proven wrong.
If you've got a clip from Ed Bradley...
Would you like to hear it?
I would like to hear it.
How long is the clip?
It's probably about 10, 15 seconds the most.
Oh, okay. Yeah, play that
clip. Yeah, we'll put up with that. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, no. You're supposed to play the clip.
He told us a lot of
yeah, this never works very well.
Leather goods are finished in Korea and sold in the U.S. We invited them to a meeting that we secretly videotaped. This time our sound man, Ed Hall, posed as the company president.
The laborers themselves are businesses. Yeah. Have you had experience with this kind of labor in the past? Have you found it to be dependable?
Yeah, they have their own regulation, and also we send our people to keep on checking the quality also.
Yeah.
Once we report to them, the quality is not up to standard, the prisoner will have the punishment or beating or some other thing.
Did she say what I thought she said, that prisoners will be punished or beaten?
Is that enough for you?
Okay, now are you sure that that's a company that Walmart was using?
Let me tell you something.
Huh?
Did they say that in the report? I'm positive it's a company that Walmart's using.
Did Ed Bradley reveal that? Is that what the report was about, how Walmart uses this company? Or is it just some company over in Korea? Because it was Korea, by the way, not China. I picked that up.
No. Huh?
This was also in Korea, not China. But that's beside the point.
No, it's in China. You're talking to someone who has the tape, okay?
Okay, well,
now, if you want me to answer your question, I can. I can't if I've got three people talking at the same time.
Okay, go ahead, Paul. Sorry.
It's Ed Bradley. He's talking about Chinese slave labor.
Then why is he talking about Korea?
Hold on. Let him finish what he's saying.
They never said anything. Do I need to play the clip again?
No, they never said nothing. Definitely not.
Here's what they said about Korea. They said a lot of these prison-made labor goods are finished in Korea.
Okay.
That's what they said. They weren't talking about Korea specifically. Now, yes, Walmart specifically. Now, by the way, Walmart has over 4,000 factories of this prison-type labor that they refuse to give the location, and that's even been on C-SPAN hearings. Hello?
Okay.
So it's out there for anyone who cares.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is, yeah, Walmart uses prison slave labor. And
according to you,
you believe Ed Bradley with a video camera secretly videotaping the meeting where they say that if the quality is not up to standards, the prisoner has the punishment of beatings. That's prisoners, not people, not the ones that they put out there for public relations purposes that get paid 16 cents an hour or less. We're talking about slave labor. That's who makes the majority of the products in China. And all of the businesses are run by the military of China. And so that's the problem with Walmart. They refuse to give the location of their factories.
Well, there's no reason they should have to give the locations of their factories.
Well, if they're using prisoners, if you're doing something honest and it's just a regular factory and you don't have prisoners that are working, enslaving, and getting beatings, if they don't, make a quality product, like any of it's really quality anyway. But why would you have a problem with showing where your factory is? And that's another thing on
right,
the
well,
tape. That's another thing
okay,
on
all
the
right,
tape.
Paul, okay. You've been going on and on here.
But also at the same time, Walmart should be in no position where they have to prove the working conditions in their factories that are not... To the United States, they should not have to prove the working conditions in their factories that are located in other countries.
Well, we've already got them on camera where they... admit to beating prisoners who don't put
okay,
out the
first
goods.
Right, but no, they're prisoners. They're not slaves. They're prisoners, right?
They're prisoners that work for Walmart. As a matter of fact, most people in China that work are political dissidents, and they also deal in trading organs, and people from Europe and other places come to get transplants from organs that were made by that belong to dissidents. They just shoot them. They find out. They take your blood. They find
well, look,
out.
All right, Paul.
Yeah,
you know what?
I'm not here trying to
defend China. I'm not going to defend China's politics. I'm not going to defend the laws that they have there and the reasons
we're
why people might
Walmart
be in prison. Because I don't like communists, okay? I don't like communism, so I'm not a huge fan of China. However, this is a free market, and, your clip is well taken. It was interesting. I'm interested in if you would, post on the bulletin board system where that came from and, what episode that was, et cetera. Maybe even post the clip if you can so other people can see it. And let everybody make their own decisions as to whether or not they want to patronize Walmart. Personally, it doesn't turn me off because lower prices... Still draw me into the door, man. They definitely still do. Hang on, Paul. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. If you want to talk to Paul, get on the line. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Be sure you log on at freetalklive.com and check out the live stream that we've got there. Anytime we're on the air, which is six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and also the Saturday show here from 8 to 10 Eastern Time, we're also live on the internet at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
Let's get back to the phones here, Scott, because we've got Paul on the line in Delaware. And, Paul, you've earned a few points tonight, I think, with your audio clip. It definitely lends some sort of credence to your claims, and, you know, we definitely appreciate you coming on with that. You still there, Paul?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to know, are you making the claim that all Chinese products are slave labor or only the ones that Walmart buys?
I'm saying all products.
All products sold in the USA that were originally manufactured in China.
Okay. And if there's a gentleman and a person by the name of Harry Wu who spent 19 years in one of these slave labor camps. And
that's why you don't buy at Walmart.
You're right.
Now, do you
know
any...
It's a communist country. You said you don't like communists. Well, why would I want to enrich a communist nation? I mean, it goes against my principles.
Okay, I have another question for you. Do you have any products within your home that were made in China?
Of course, it's hard not to. Sometimes they're you know.
Well, why would you want to enrich a communist nation? Aren't you a hypocrite?
Well, you could say that. I try my best not to, but I mean, it's getting harder and harder. not to have any products at all made in China or some other third world country.
So then, Paul, let's see if we can get you to agree with us on something. Would you agree that we need to deregulate industry in this country?
Yeah, probably. But the thing is, whenever you hear most people, it's kind of like deregulating the FTC. It sounded like, oh, that's such a good thing, but then it just gave these corporations, you know, the ability to buy up more.
Well, that's a misnomer. That's the media attaching a misnomer to what that was.
Yeah, there was no deregulation.
That was a restructuring.
Place.
That was a restructuring of the rules is all that was. Deregulation would mean the abolishment of the FCC.
And, of course, Michael Powell, the son of Colin Powell, is the one who is in charge of the FCC right now. And if you just look at some of what he has to say about it, he just doesn't care. But
Considering that you asked so many specific questions last night, I'm shocked that you don't know that Michael Powell has resigned from
the
FCC.
He has, but he is still in effect.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, that resignation does not take place for another month or so.
All right, Paul, it was actually a good call tonight from you.
Okay, well, great.
You actually had something worthwhile.
All right, thanks a lot
for
the call,
man. 800-259-9231. Amazing things never cease on this show, let me tell you.
Right, exactly. But, you know, he probably didn't hear that comment since he wasn't listening from anywhere.
Yeah, right.
So, anyway.
Yeah, he always calls in claiming he's never listening to the show.
I'm not listening. Really? Well, tonight he called in. They called out to me last night. Well,
yeah.
You know, only on the air when you weren't.
Right. Anyway, 800-259-9231. So we have got people on the line that want to talk about Walmart, and we want to ask you to just hang on. Be very patient with us. We're going to get right to you here because it's unfair for us to pull you up at this point.
Right. We've only got, a minute left before the next break? Less than a minute.
We've got a whole hour to go, though. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. People want to talk about Walmart, and you know what? We're going to let you talk about Walmart because this is Free Talk Live, and literally any topic goes on this show.
Could be Walmart, could be anything else. Just hang on through the news.
As a matter of fact, you could change the topic if you wanted to. If you want to call in and talk about sex, we'll talk about sex. We'll talk about politics, personal, anything goes.
You want to tell us cheese really blocks you up? That's fine. We'll have that discussion with you, too.
I love cheese. We'll talk cheese. I like cheese. 800-259-9231. Some people say this show is a little cheesy.
Yeah, sometimes.
But this is Free Talk Live, and it is definitely your show, and you can take control. Hour 2 coming up.